from the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. This is a time of hope.
For to us a child is born, and to us is a son given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. O Prince of Peace, we come before you today, and we thank you on this beautiful Sunday morning for the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. We lift up our hearts and our hopes to you, asking that you smile on us this day as we seek to worship you with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we come praying before you the prayer our Lord taught us to pray: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Children's Time is led by Carla Clennon.
So, can anybody tell me what this is right here? Who said it? Advent what? It's an Advent wreath. Does anybody know why we do an Advent wreath at Christmas time? Okay, and what else are we waiting for? We birth the king. So just like at Lent, we have 40 days of Lent. And at Christmas time, we have 40 days of Advent. And each one of our candles on here represents a week that we are waiting for Jesus to appear to us. So our first candle is the candle of hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and will keep his promises made to us. Our hopes come from God. And Isaiah said, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise and rule over the nations, and the Gentiles will hope in him. May the God of hope be filled with the joy and peace as they trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This comes from Romans 15, verses 12 through 13. Our second candle is a candle of preparation. God kept his promise to the Savior who would be born in Bethlehem. Preparation means to get ready. Help us to be ready to welcome the O God. As it is written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet, a voice from one calling to the desert, prepare the way for the Lord and make a straight path for him. Every valley and shall be filled, every mountain and hill made low. And the crooked road shall become straight and the rough way smooth. And all mankind will see God's salvation. This comes from Luke 3, verses 4 through 6. And our pink candle, which is the one we lit last Sunday, does anybody remember what happened on the pink candle day? Remember those people out in the field? Shepherds. This is our joy candle. And the shepherds received a message of joy. And she shall give birth her firstborn son and wrap him in cloths in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that all of the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ of the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will wrap the baby in clothes and lie in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared to the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men who ever rest in favor." When the angels left and they'd gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened and the Lord had told us about." This comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 15. And then today is our love candle. The angel announced the good news of our Savior. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born unto you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." This comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 10b through 11. Does anybody know when we light the white candle? When do we light the light white candle, Caleb? Yes, and when are we going to light that candle? Next Sunday, because it's Christmas Day and it's the birth of our Lord Jesus. We're going to light all of them, yes. So let's say a prayer. Thank you to God for the promise that Jesus will someday return. Through your Holy Spirit, help us to be ready for that day by living lives and are pleasing to you. Please forgive us when we do things that are wrong. The way that we are ready to welcome King Jesus and we share his joy. In his name, amen. Thank you.
We invite you to enjoy listening to our Christmas cantata presented by the senior choir, directed by Mrs. Stacy Frederick. The reader is Mr. Alan Martinson. The accompanist is Renee Clifford, and it's entitled Night of Wonder.
Child, yes. angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came unto her and said,
Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed are you among women. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Listen here.
Listen here.
He will fill our
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and everyone traveled to his own town to register. So Joseph traveled from Nazareth to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, bringing with him his espoused wife Mary, who was great with child. While they were there, the time came for Mary to give birth, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to him bring laud, the babe, the son of Mary.
All is wrong, all is wrong, all is right, sin of love.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Listening to A Time of Hope. Our Christmas worship is at 10:30 this morning with communion, and you are certainly invited to be with us as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.